قائما على رأس الغلام وهو يفحص برجليه، بل حسين عليه السلام يقول: بعدا لقوم قتلوك.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. We are talking about the months of Muharram and Safar and how they are related to the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. These months in which millions of people all across the world commemorate the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein. In order to talk about the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we decided to invite Sayyid Muhammad Hashimi from the Islamic Republic of Iran. Let's go ahead and welcome him and begin the talk show. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid Hashimi, and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and I say salam to all our viewers. Adham Allah ujurna wa ujurakum fi musibata Mawlana Hussein alayhi salam.
Sayyid Hashimi, thank you so much again for taking time out, coming to the talk show, talking about these very important subjects in the months of Muharram and Safar. We had previously said that the months of Muharram and Safar are these months that are blessed with a certain kind of spirituality, much like the holy month of Ramadan, except with its own details and attributes and characteristics. Of course, the blessing that is found in the months of Muharram and Safar, of course, springing forth from the fountain and the essence of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his sacrifice and his stand in the land of Karbala, standing up for truth and against falsehood. We had started to talk about some of the tahrif and the distortions and the corruption or the manipulation that has been happening with the event of Ashura and the event of Karbala, and you know the historical aspect of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Not repeating what we talked about in the last session, but it's interesting. I had read in a book which talked about the strategies of, I believe it was the CIA or MI6, one of these guys, but it was the strategies that they had specifically about the Shia Muslims. And they had said, and I'm sure if somebody does the research, they'll find it. It's a memoir from an agent who had retired from one of these intelligence agencies, Mossad or CIA or MI6. He had retired, and then he came out and he talked about the different strategies that they had against different nationalities and peoples and religions and how you divide and conquer. And when he talked about Muslims, and then he talked about Shias. In Shias, he said there are three primary factors that must be distorted in order to become musallat and in order to conquer and dominate Shia Muslims. The first one he said was the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. He said the second one was the concept of intizar and waiting and the appearance of Imam al-Mahdi and the concept of Imam Mahdi. And the third one he said was Ashura. He said these three things, if we can distort and corrupt and manipulate these three things, then the Shias will be destroyed. So along these lines, you know, we invited you to talk about again some more of the distortions in the concept of Ashura that can lead to the destruction of the faith and of Islam in the name of Allah.
Thank you, Omar Sayyid. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we said in the previous session, distortion in the bright and great concepts of a school can lead that school to become something opposed to itself.
Yes.
Something that opposes the purpose of the same school. And we talked about several concepts in Islam, and one of them was the incident of Ashura. According to Shaykh Mutahari, we said in the previous session, he says that there are two major distortions that was made by us. By us, I mean through the history,
right,
was made.
Right.
First of them was that the concept of washing away the sins and forgiveness of the sins. But the second, maybe somehow second is more important, mm-hmm. and somehow the second is a consequence is the of the first, is that the movement of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein was an exception. Mm-hmm. End of the story.
Mm-hmm. It was an exception. It was a one-time occurrence.
It was a divine mission.
It was a divine mission.
For just Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, salamullahi alayhi, and done.
It's indirectly saying this is not a movement. This is an incident limited to a certain, 61 year Hijri, and it's something to be remembered because it happened, but there's no long-term, and this is a distortion about Imam Hussein and the event of Ashura.
So what is the consequence? Mm-hmm. The consequence is that you cannot take any lesson from this incident. When one incident was meant to happen once in the history of mankind, and it was a divine mission, and we don't know what happened and what was the secret behind this mission, mm-hmm. so how can you take any lesson? If you want to say that I do this because Hussein ibn Ali did that, so the first question to you is, how do you know that that action is applicable today?
Right.
That was an exceptional incident. And that is a problem. And I listen this and hear this in these years and in our time. That some of our speakers, some of not great scholars, some of the scholars, some of Mawlana's and ulama, and some ordinary people, they say that. They say it was an exception. Mm-hmm. So it was why that it wasn't repeated in the other children and other Ahlul Bayt from the bloodline of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. So this is the second problem. You know, if you believe in such a thing,
right?
What is the reason for remembrance of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein? So why do we remember?
Right.
Remember what?
That it was an exception.
If we just remember, it's just another burden on our shoulder. Okay, we remember, we cannot do anything. Okay, if it is so, we have to remember other Ahlul Bayt more than Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, because the actions of those A'imma of Ahlul Bayt are more applicable today, according to this kind of idea. And it needs another discussion, because we believe that the actions of Imam al-Sadiq and Imam al-Baghir, Imam al-Sajjah, salamullah alayhim ajma'in, it was a continuation of Karbala. We believe in that, okay? But okay, if you believe in so that Abi Abdullah al-Hussein was an exception, why do you remember him more than everyone else?
Right.
Why Ahlul Bayt urged us, why Ahlul Bayt asked us to remember Hussein more than everyone else? Why they always hold the majalis for Abi Abdullah al-Hussein more than everyone else?
Yes.
Okay? Everything about Abi Abdullah al-Hussein is exceptional, because he's not an exception.
Right.
What does that mean?
Right.
It means that everything about him is exceptional to give us the Shia, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, that you have to be led by this personality. Mm-hmm. This is the greatest manifestation of standing against tyrannies, against oppression, against falsehood. So, according to Shahid Mutahari, if Shia society and community believes that, what happens? Again, they become passive.
Right.
They never have this courage and bravery to stand against any oppressor.
Right.
And some of people use this argument against any revolutionary. You know, here there is a very, difficult, distinction here. It doesn't mean that we say everyone in the history needs to have a sword in his hands and fight someone. No. That is a Zaydi concept. We don't believe in that. Okay?
Okay.
But we believe that in every time and age, we have to stand against tyrannies. And we believe that if it is the time, like the time of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, you have to sacrifice even your life.
Right.
Taqiyya is for the time that you preserve your life for preserving Islam, not just preserving your life and destroying Islam.
Right.
That is the concept of taqiyya. You know? So,
I don't want you to lose track of your thought, but I think this is a very important idea of taqiyya. So this taqiyya, or dissimulation as it's commonly translated, but this is done to save your life, but not at the expense of the destruction of Islam.
Of Islam, yes.
This is a very, I think, you know, is worth to pause on for a, for a little bit, you know. Yeah. This idea that, you know, we will do taqiyya, we will save our life and our wealth and our property and, you know, and all these things. But if Islam goes down the drain, then so be it. My life is more important than Islam is. And here, the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon all of them, and especially Imam Hussein alayhi salam has taught us that no, it is the other way around. Islam is what must be preserved, and if it takes the sacrifice of our lives and wealth and property,
a person like Imam, not an ordinary person, Imam is giving his life, not me.
Yes.
My worthless life. It's not my worthless life. This is the life of Hussein ibn Ali.
Right.
Okay. So Ammar ibn Yasir, on the torture of the mushrikeen of Mecca, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the permission to do taqiyya. According to Quran, and we know taqiyya is in Quran. It's not a, because others they say that it was made up by Shia. No, it's in Quran. Okay. But just imagine this. You're the greatest marja or alim of Shia.
Yeah.
And some person is putting a gun on your head and telling you that distort these lines of the Shia theology,
or
and
just
tell
say
people,
just say Islam is fake.
Islam is fake.
Yeah.
Or say
openly
Ali is that, or Abi Abdullah was that. Because of what? To save your life. Are you allowed to do so?
Mm. This is a very profound example, because this is showing both sides. One is Ammar Yasir, right?
Yeah.
When they you know, they asked him to renounce God, and and you know, apparently he did renounce God, and what man and what in order to save his life. Here, Islam wasn't in danger.
Yes. Because in that time, Islam was not in danger. Islam was preserved.
But if a marja taqlid, you know, a great scholar, you know, marja taqlid, and you know, says that there is, you know, this Islam is fake. You know, then that's millions of followers. Yani, Islam is now in danger.
Yes.
And now we're taking this to a totally different level, where Yazid, you know, is literally asking or forcing Imam Hussein to renounce Islam.
Yes.
To say that Islam is fake and the messenger of Allah is fake and this was a game that Bani Hashim played and you do bayah.
Yes.
So how is
it? That is the saying of Abi Abdullah. Very beautifully said. You said, because Imam Hussein said, "Wa ala al-Islam as-salam," say farewell to Islam. Mm. This is the end of Islam. إِذْ قَدْ بُلِيَتِ الْأُمَّةُ بِرَاعٍ مِثْلِ يَزِيدٍ. Hussein ibn Ali salamu, he never says that إِذْ قَدْ بُلِيَتِ الْأُمَّةُ بِرَاعٍ مِثْلِ مُعَاوِيَ. Muawiyah is different than Yazid.
Yes.
Yes, he is corrupted, even maybe more than Yazid.
Right.
But in this time, because Yazid's corruption is apparent, people are seeing this, and they, in the same time that they are witnessing the corruption of Yazid, they say he's the successor of Rasulullah.
Right.
Muawiyah's corruption was not apparent to the people.
To recite this the Fatiha.
Yes, to recite the Fatiha. This is why Abi Abdullah says, "Wa ala al-Islam as-salam." Islam is going. So Hussein has to give the blood. Mubadala muhjatahu fik. He gave the blood of his heart. Muhja means the blood of his heart. We recite in Ziyarat al-Arba'in. The blood of his heart, لِيَسْتَنْقِذَ عِبَادَكَ مِنَ الْجَهَالَةِ وَخَيْرَةِ الضَّلَالَةِ وَالْعَمَى وَالشَّكِ وَالْإِرْتِيَابِ.
Yes.
Okay? So, if you put Abi Abdullah, put the Ashura's incident and consider it as an exception, it means that Ashura is done.
Yes,
you
61
can never
Hijri.
Take any lesson from Ashura. Why do you go and take lesson from Ali ibn Akbar al-Qasim and Zainab salamullah alayhi majmi? Why?
These are one-time examples. Yeah.
One
Nobody can be like them.
Nobody can be like them. Nobody is allowed to be like them. See, say it.
Yeah, this
exception
is very
means
specific.
That you are not allowed to be like Hussein. This is the meaning of the exception, being exception of the incident of Ashur. So, Shahid Mutahir says that look at these two distortions. The first we mentioned in the previous session, and this one we mentioned today. But these two, what would happen to the Shia community? They become lazy, secondary, you know, passive people.
Unmotivated.
Unmotivated. Have nothing to do with anything. And they are accepting everything. Okay.
Yeah.
We're not ready to do anything against the current situation.
Right.
And he says that. he says that these distortions are so dangerous.
Shahid Mutahhari says
that it will turn the Ashura against Ashura, mm-hmm. as we said, against Ashura. And it gives enemy this opportunity to use our religion, our ideas, our thoughts and our teachings against us.
Yes.
What is worse than that?
Yes.
To be destroyed, to be dismantled, to be demolished by your own ideas.
Right.
Look, so this is a problem.
It's interesting in the three sessions that we had talk shows with you, one word was repeated or was recurring, this theme of being passive.
Yeah.
Right? Somehow pacify the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You know, there's a tradition from the Ahlul Bayt, it's probably from the Messenger of Allah, right, where they say that this love of Imam Hussein or this grief, or we mix the two, right, is like a fire in the hearts of the believers. Paraphrased a little bit. Right? That which will never subside, it will never quiet this fire. So fire is something that spreads.
Yeah, mashallah.
You see? And here, this pacifying of the movement of Imam Hussein is almost trying to throw water or sand upon this fire. Don't let this spread. Yeah. Of course, if it spreads, this Husseini movement spreads to the whole world, then the centers of power and money and wealth and, you know, fame and right, and the oppressors and the tyrants and, you know, the Fortune 500s, all these guys, they come under danger.
Yeah, of course.
If you'd like to comment on that.
Of course it happens. And it is why I say it, until we stick to the distorted concepts, we cannot spread the name of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. Or if we spread the distorted name of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, again, the Hussein that can be put, you know, with everything. You can be corrupted, okay, I'm Husseini.
Yeah.
You can be this, I'm Husseini. You can be that, I'm Husseini. No, when the name of Hussein comes, you have to assess, evaluate yourself. What's going on inside you, in your society? Right. You cannot put Yazid and Hussein together. Some of us are trying to do so. Okay? We say, okay, this is Hussein ibn Ali, and I can put it here and there and there and there. No. Hussein, that's Shahid Mutahhari says about Amir al-Rum, has jaziba and dafa, attraction and
repulsion.
But repulsion, yeah. You cannot. This is why Hussein ibn Ali was killed. If he was just all attraction, they would come to him. Everyone came to him. No one would harm him.
Right.
But he was killed. His right and his sanctity was violated. Okay? So, this is, I think, this is our historical, historic mission of Shia. Mm. To first understand the reality of the movement of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein, and then to be able to spread this movement, to spread the message of this movement, as I think.
Yeah, I saw, I was doing some research the other day, and so I saw, for example, mourning ceremonies in Bahrain, which unfortunately is actually quite dangerous over there because the Ali Khalifa ruling family...
Like Nigeria.
And so Bahrain was one place where I was really amazed at the courage and the bravery. May Allah bless these, you know, believers and these commemorators of the mission of Imam Hussein, because despite a very oppressive governmental apparatus, they still did a protest out in the streets, right? Yeah. Nigeria is another one. Nigeria, for me, it was amazing to see all these men, women, and children coming out, commemorating the mission of Imam Hussein, alayhi
salam. And they know that many of them are going to die on that
And day. This year, it happened. The governmental forces fired on the processions, and I believe at least one individual I know was martyred. But you see that this Husseini movement is spreading, and really about that fire that we said that and this all happened because, you know, we took. I'm trying to bring in the distortion aspect. That one, we did not confine Imam Hussein to just a figure who needs to be mourned and that's it. Two, we did not confine Imam Hussein as an exception that cannot be followed, right? And then here the third is this this idea that we cannot be passive when it comes to the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It requires effort, it requires activeness on multiple fronts. And it is that active moving forward Husseini movement that has created this phenomenon in Nigeria or in Bahrain or in Qatif. Qatif, another very dangerous person, a place to hold ceremonies. In Kashmir again, and all over the world. I mean, if you want to comment on that, this activeness
Yes, this is the story. And as you said, Sayyid, this was in hararatan fi qulub al mu'az. Rasulullah says, "Inna fi qat, inna li qatl al Husayn hararatan fi qulub al mu'az." Tabrud abada. This is that fire.
Yes.
Okay. You know, no ruler, no oppressor can extinguish that. They try, but the next year they come back stronger. Why? Because they are connected to the reality of the movement of Ashura. So, because what do you want to take from them? Their money, their life, their children, what? The master of this people,
very beautiful,
has sacrificed everything and himself. They are ready to do so. Okay? And Alhamdulillah, in these years, and you know, because of the blessing of some of our scholars like Shahid Mutahari, especially more important like Imam Al-Khomeini, Shia people, they know that they have the biggest and greatest and the most efficient tool in their hands, and that is the incident of Ashura, to reform their society,
to speak
out against the tyrannies, to speak out against oppressor rulers of their countries. I think
And Imam Khamenei,
Imam Khamenei, yes, of course. He's the leader of everything now, as you believe. Yeah. But, you know, this is a lesson for us. People who live in peace, alhamdulillah, and solace, and comfort, and do azadari for Ahlul Bayt, they have to look at people of Yemen and Bahrain, as you said, and Kashmir, and Qatif, and especially Nigeria. That is the today's Ashura. You know, they're giving away their children. They're giving away their lives. Okay? So that's important. And that shows us the energy of the movement of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein is never running out. And it regenerates itself, the energy of that movement, because it is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself.
Yes.
Excellent. He is the price of the blood of Abi Abdullah. He is the Thar Allah, the blood of God. That is important. Thar Allah. The price is Allah. And Allah is infinite. Allah is beyond everything, greater than everything. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And this is why, you know, in the holy month of Ramadan, Sha'ban, Rajab, every Friday night, you have every Thursday night, Muharram, Safar, always if you open this mafatih and the kutub and the books of dua, you see always there is a ziyar of Abi Abdullah.
It's a constant reminder.
Because this is the life of Shia.
Yes.
Ashhadu annaka, we recite, qutilta wa lam tamut. I bear witness that you were killed, but you're still alive.
But you did not die.
You did not die. قُتِلْتَ وَلَمْ تَمُتْ بَلْ بِرَجَاءِ حَيَاتِكَ حَيَّتْ قُلُوبُ شِيَتِكَ. Because we hope that we have this hope in our heart that you are alive. It gives us life. حَيَّتْ, it gives our hearts life. حَيَّتْ قُلُوبُ شِيَتِكَ. رَبِضْيَا إِنُورِكَ اِهْتَدَ الطَّالِبُونَ إِلَيْكَ. This is Hussein ibn Ali salamu Allah alayhi.
Yeah, Sayyid, thank you. Jazakallah khair. Thank you so much. I think that's a beautiful place to end the talk show. Even though we went over on time, but this idea that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we hope and pray that he is alive in our hearts. And not only is he alive in our hearts, but we follow him in our actions on a daily basis, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining us on the talk show. And dear viewers, Jazakallah khair. Thank you all for joining on another episode of the Islamic Pulse talk show. Again, commemorating the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in these months of Muharram and Safar. And remember that wherever you are, you are and you can be and you are, as I said, an active part of the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It is the responsibility of every single one of us to keep this movement alive, active, and moving forwards into the future. That is all from us until another talk show. Fi amanillah and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.